You can find out more about the church by visiting meritassembly.com. If you have prayer requests or praise reports, please email us at meritassembly@hotmail.com. We would love to stand in faith with you. Now, here with today's Refresh broadcast is Pastor Bob Arthurs.
And good Wednesday to you, Brevard County. Thank you for tuning into the Refresh radio program. My name's Bob Arthurs, and it is our privilege to spend the next half hour with you right here on WMIE 91.5 FM, Today's Modern Worship. This program is a ministry that is brought to you by Merit Assembly of God, where I've been the pastor for 26 and a half years, and we're just really excited about all of the advances that are taking place. Later this week, we're going to be seeing if we can't help the pastor out a little bit here with the subject matter we're going to be talking about here on today's radio program. We want to say thank you to Jits Concrete, 321-536-5804, 321-536-5804. They have been in Brevard County doing work in Central Florida with decades of experience now. Lots and lots of jobs underneath their belt, and they just continue to excel at everything that they do. And so if you need block or concrete work done, I want to encourage you to call 321-536-5804. And like I said earlier in the year, we had some work that was done, and the contractor we were dealing with said, well, your concrete guy is my concrete guy, because we told him, hey, these are the people that we wanted to deal with. And schedules didn't end up working out, being able to be coordinated and things like that. But he said, yeah, I've known him for a long time. And so they do great work. They have a great reputation, and I encourage you to give them a call. They will, and tell them when you call them, you heard about them on the Refresh radio program, and that always helps us out. We like to try and get as much feedback as we can to know that we are still touching and influencing Brevard County with the Word of God. So that, with that being said, we tonight will be our midweek service. We want to invite you to come and be a part of that. We have our youth service that takes place at 7. That's in the Fellowship Hall. And we have our adult Bible study that takes place at 7 o'clock in the sanctuary. And we would love to have you come and be a part of the family. We really do have a family dynamic at church on Sunday night. We didn't have our worship leader. I had been the worship leader that morning. And we need musicians at Merit Assembly of God. If you are a musician and feel called to ministry, we could certainly utilize your gifts, and they would be a blessing to the body of Christ. And so we have this program that we use, and so on Saturday I was going through the program and saying, okay, I've this song. I made a list of about 20 songs that I thought had potential. And then when I tried to lead them, even though they were songs that I know that I sing from the with the congregation, whenever they show up in the worship set, I found out leading that was an entirely different scenario than being just a singer and following along. And so I literally sang so many songs that when Sunday night came, I said, folks, we're just not going to be able to have worship tonight, because my voice just cannot hold up under another worship set right now. And so we have some ministry positions that are available for those who are called and gifted, and we've had no problem raising people up in the past, and many of those people that have been raised up have gone on to serve the body of Christ across the nation. One person that helped us for a season at our church is a pastor in a different state. Another person went, a person that was on my staff went on to be a pastor in another state as well. Young people that have grown up have gone on and serve the body of Christ in some wonderful capacities. And so we are very thankful for what God enables us to do. So with that being said, if you'd like to come and be a part of the service tonight, that'll be at 7 o'clock, 165 North Grove Street. We're going to go back to Deuteronomy chapter 5. We're going through the Lord's Prayer as we're in our journey through this series on the Sermon on the Mount. And the portion of the Lord's Prayer, lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. And then as we're going through this study on what does God's deliverance look like, one of the things was that God delivered his commandments to Moses, so that Moses could deliver the commandments to the people of God, so that we would know how to live. The Word of God is a delivering factor in our life. The Bible talks about abiding in the truth, abiding in Christ, and that we would know the truth, that we would abide in his words would abide in us, that we would know the truth, and the truth would set us free. So it is very important for us to be aware of what God has said, because that is a major factor in us being delivered. We hide his word in our hearts that we might not sin against him. I don't know about you, but I would rather be delivered from a traumatic experience before the traumatic experience happens rather than after the trauma occurs and have to be delivered and made whole from a very hostile environment. So that's why we're going through the Ten Commandments here, and we have come to verse number 12 in Deuteronomy chapter 5, and it says, "Observe the Sabbath day to keep it holy, as the Lord your God commanded you. 6 days you shall labor and do all your work, but the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord your God. In it you shall do no work, you, nor your son, nor your daughter, nor your male servant, nor your female servant, nor your ox, nor your donkey, nor any of the cattle, nor your stranger who is within your gates, that your male servant and your female servant may rest as well as you. And remember that you were a slave in the land of Egypt, and the Lord your God brought you out from there by a mighty hand and by an outstretched arm. Therefore, the Lord your God commanded you to keep the Sabbath day." Out of all of the commandments, this one has the greatest explanation. It has the greatest detail that is mentioned in it. It is the longest of the commandments as far as the verses go. And so this word, keep the Sabbath, it says there at verse number 15, it says, "Observe the Sabbath day to keep it holy, as the Lord your God commanded you." And that word keep means to protect. It means to properly hedge about with thorns, or to protect, or to attend to. And so we need to be very guarded, very protective of this gift that God has given to us called the Sabbath. It's a day of rest. The word Sabbath means seventh. It also has the meaning of intermission. And if you might not think of what intermission means, it literally means in between mission here, where even though you are on an assignment, that sometimes you need to take a break from that assignment in order to be able to complete the mission the way that it needs to be done. So you and I, we cannot be nonchalant. We cannot be reckless, and we cannot be careless with this gift that God has given to us. We need to be protective of it. So there was an article in the Babylon Bee that I saw not too long ago, and Babylon Bee is a satire church website. So they make up these fake articles, but they present them like real news. And in one of them that a person posted on one of my minister's pages that I see on social media, it said, "Parents appalled at their children's lack of concern for church. After all, they took them to church every Christmas and every Easter. And I want you to know that 2 hours of exposure to the house of God and to the God of the house is not going to be enough to endear your children into honoring the Sabbath and to having a relationship with God that is going to powerfully impact their lives and other lives. And I will tell you that a lot of parents will send their kids to church. I want to tell you, though, that the greatest form of impact is when your children see you keeping the Sabbath, when they see you keeping the Lord's Day and honoring Him. There's a lot of description here that goes on, and it says we are to sanctify it. We are to recognize it, that it is a holy day, that it is not just a day to kick back and relax and, you know, clean the house and do the laundry and all of that sort of stuff. And guys, I'm going to tell you, I've had people through the years that said, look, I can worship God out on the ocean as easily as I can worship Him in church. It is not the same. Anytime you try and redefine what God has set apart for Himself as holy, you are going to miss out on that. So two Sundays ago, I was extremely, extremely tired. My schedule over the past few months has just been really, really busy. Not in a negative sense. It's just, there's a lot to do. If you think that your pastor only works one day a week, I want to assure you that that is a false perception for the biggest majority of pastors. And so I woke up on Sunday morning and I was just very drained, and I made it to church. And I'm not a big coffee drinker, but on Sunday mornings I generally have a cup of coffee, and I had my cup of coffee, and I got the church opened, and I got it all positioned the way that it was supposed to be. And when it came time to worship, there, even though I hadn't eaten breakfast, I don't eat breakfast on Sunday mornings, the biggest percentage of the time. And, I showed up at church and I hadn't had breakfast. The coffee really doesn't have that big of an impact on me as far as caffeine goes. And we got together and we worshiped God, and I still hadn't eaten yet. And I went home and I was like, you know, worshiping with God's people has a way of impacting us in a positive manner, not in a negative manner. And so I went home from church with greater energy, with more refreshing in my own life than I had before I went to church. I hadn't taken in anything other than the Word of God and had praised and worshiped with God's people. And I will tell you that I'm in that same room frequently during the week in the sanctuary. I'm in there praying during the week. I'm in there studying and getting ready for worship services and things like that. But there's nothing that can substitute for gathering with God's people and to celebrate His holiness. And so I want to encourage you to keep that day. It means that you are not supposed to do any work, any labor. It meant that you were not supposed to do any employment, any business. It was not supposed to be about a day of advancing your economic agenda or your missional statement. It was about celebrating the goodness of God, learning His Word, worshiping Him, being a blessing to the body of Christ around you. That's what the day is meant to be. It talks about that that you weren't supposed to isolate yourself from work and then delegate to other people, whether it was your employees or whether it was your equipment. They're the animals that were supposed to get a day of break. It talked about that the reason for all of this is that you're not supposed to have your son do work, your daughter do work, your men servants do work, your female servants do work, your ox, your donkey, nor your cattle. You weren't supposed to have any strangers who were within your gates. Everybody was supposed to rest as well as you. So now, here it comes. It's time for confession. And that is this. This is the number one commandment that I struggle with. It's the number one. Everybody probably struggles with some commandments more than others. You know, idolatry is not a thing for me. I don't go around worshiping a lot of graven images. Just not into that. I don't want to go around killing people most of the time. No, I'm kidding. I don't want to go around stealing things and all of that sort of stuff. This is the area where not only myself, but many ministers really have some challenge. And it's not from a philosophical standpoint. It is from a practical standpoint. Rod Parsley, I watched one of his programs, and he said, I was traveling around the country 7 days a week, almost 52 weeks out of the year, and I was preaching a Sabbath rest to God's people. And then he had a health episode, and he said, God, what is going on? And he said, you weren't living what you were preaching. You weren't living what you were preaching. And so he made some adjustments in his life, because as a pastor, Sunday is not a day off for us. That is a very, very busy day. There's a lot of things that go on before service, during service, after service, and then you get to turn around and do it again. There are a lot of pastors that have multiple services throughout the day and throughout the weekend, and it's very busy. I spoke with a pastor of a very large and well-known church here in Brevard County, and he said, look, Saturday is not a day off for me. Everything about Saturday is gearing up for Sunday. And it's like, I know, I understand, me too. And he said, I set aside this day. He said that he set aside Friday as a day off. I said, me too. The problem with having Friday as your day off is that if something comes up during the week that taps into Friday, then you find that you have gone without a Sabbath rest. At least that's for me. Now that person may have systems in place that make sure that doesn't happen for him, but for me, I really have to guard my rest with God. And so last week, I hit the end of Bob. I got to a place, and it's like I don't have anything left as far as in the strength tank. And so it ended up being Thursday, which was the 4th of July, and we said, we're going to take this. This is going to be a day that we rest. And so we celebrated the freedom that God has given to us in America, and we celebrated the freedom that we have as children of God, and we got to relax as a family. We got to enjoy. And we intentionally, deliberately guarded that, because sooner or later, if you neglect the rest that God has commanded to you, there comes a day of reckoning. For the children of Israel, they were supposed to give a Sabbath rest to the land. It was called a year of Jubilee. And so there was supposed to be a Sabbath rest for the land every 7 years. And on the 50th year, there was also a year of rest. And they said, well, how are we going to eat during that time? And they said, don't worry, God's going to give you enough bounty before these rests turn up on the calendar that you are not going to suffer any lack at all during this time of rest. You are going to be recharged. And when you read about the Babylonian captivity, where the nation of Judah was carried off into captivity into Babylon, that they were there, and I believe it's Jeremiah that God says they are going to be there for 70 years. That was the message that came to Jeremiah while everybody else was saying, don't worry, this isn't going to last very long. Don't worry, this isn't going to last very long. And it wasn't just because of all of their unfaithfulness. It wasn't just because they had gone and chased after other gods and committed sin and wickedness and rebellion against God. But one of the other explanations was that God was going to give the land the rest that it was supposed to have had under the governance of the chosen people of God. It was their responsibility to make sure that that rest, that day of rest, year of rest, happened so that the land could recover. Now, I want to let you know that your body is a masterpiece that was created by God. And thank God that our heart never takes a day off. I'm very thankful for that. I mean, the first day off your heart takes off is a really bad day for you. Okay. And so there isn't a cessation of activity that our body needs, but I can tell you this, we need to guard the temple of the Holy Spirit that has been entrusted to us and say, God, I'm going to keep your Sabbath because I know that you know what I need even more than I do. How many parents had to tell their children to go take a nap and the kids were saying, I don't need to go take a nap. I don't want to go take a nap. There's so many games to play. There's so much to do. I don't need a nap. And the parents would say, you know, maybe not out loud, well, your behavior is screaming that you need a nap, that you need some rest. Well, I'm telling you that we do the work of the ministry, but there's a Sabbath rest for God's people that you and I, it's been placed into our hands. Say, this, it's a gift from God to us, not with a bunch of rules and regulations and all of that sort of stuff, but it is our responsibility to protect it, to keep it, and to make sure that we rest spiritually, we rest physically, so that we can honor God. And so if you're not accustomed, and I don't know if anybody's ever talked about the Sabbath in this way, and made themselves vulnerable like I have here today, but you know, I see this as a very practical thing. I wouldn't want anybody to steal anything from me that was meant to be a blessing. You know, people get really upset when they find out that somebody drove by their property and stole something that wasn't theirs to steal. That really aggravates you. Well, I'm here to tell you, there's a blessing for the Sabbath that God instituted for us. And he said, I want you to remember, this is the mindset that we're supposed to have towards the Sabbath. He children of Israel, he said this, remember, you were in bondage. And Egypt had a taskmaster's whip, and they made them work even when there wasn't any strength to work. Bondage is a really horrible place to live. And so God says, what I'm going to do is I'm going to give you a day, and I want you to keep it holy, and I want you to worship me, and I want you to rest because your body needs it. A lot of people want to argue about the day, whether it's Saturday, whether it's Sunday. I can tell you this, under the new covenant, this is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. And so I don't want to get all caught up in the weeds. We're going to talk about some more things tomorrow, but I don't want to adopt the Pharisaical legalistic attitude about it. I want you to see that this deliverance that God promises us, one of the ways that that can come about is by not ever having the health crisis in the first place, not ever getting to the place where you have a mental breakdown simply because you were not meant to operate at the demands that others are placing on your time schedule. Listen, if God is the highest priority in our life, then we need to heed his advice and enter into that Sabbath rest that God has for each one of us. So I want you to hear me. I'm telling you, this one here, this is a struggle for me. I've had people say, why do you work so hard for a church that only has, you know, 40 to 50 people in it? And it's like, because I stay that way. And second, I don't want to have to stand before God and him say, you wicked, lazy servant, you know. But I do know this, that when he says rest, I want to say, yes, sir. Yes, sir. It's time. Make the Sabbath a priority in your life, and I guarantee you that you will not suffer as a result of making that decision. I actually quit a job one time to make the Sabbath, to make the Lord's Day a higher priority in my life. That job was taking me away from the house of God, and it was like $1.65 is not worth missing worship for. This is Pastor Bob, Refresh Radio Program, Merit Assembly of God. We'll see you here tomorrow.
Thank you for tuning in today to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is brought to you by the church family of Merit Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. If you do not have a church home, we invite you to visit with us this Sunday. We have Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. and worship at 10:30 a.m. We are located at 165 North Grove Street on Merritt Island. You can discover more about the church through our website, MerrittAssembly.com. Email us any prayer needs and testimonies to MerrittAssembly@Hotmail.com. We invite you to tune in Monday through Friday on WMIE 91.5 at 8:30 a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. and WWBC 1510 at 10:30 a.m. Remember, Proverbs 11:25, he who refreshes others will himself be refreshed.